Darian Miller, Joe, three home runs, of course, a few nights ago. The last time that we had a chance to talk, we were talking mostly about him. The grand slam, of course, here today. Didn't need it, but you'll take it. And what a way to finish this this series, and what a way to finish it here on this Sunday afternoon.
Oh, it was outstanding. We'll say it was Miller time. It's Miller time, and Zebulonic once again. Outstanding. He just gives you a quality at-bat every time up. I mean, he, you know, unfortunately had to go in for Black, who got hit on the hand. Hopefully he's okay. I mean, it was pretty swelled up. And, you know, but he came in, gave us quality at-bat, worked a walk. And, you know, he's the guy right up there that, you know, he's got great plate discipline. And, of course, got some thump, you know, to have him there with the bases loaded, two outs. It was, you could feel it was going to happen.
Yeah, as I was watching it go, I thought, well, no matter what, it's going to be more than enough because no one's going to catch that. And then, man, that thing just did not stop, just kept going. And second grand slam, that's now 10 grand slams for your team this season. That's tied for the most in minor league baseball. I mean, have you had a season like this before that you can think of, or you've seen this many?
No, not that I can think about. You know, of course, seeing the opposing team hit two yesterday, but I can't remember our team hitting 10 grand slams or anywhere close to that.
Yeah, well, it obviously a big moment there for Darian Miller, and you guys get there because of another great appearance by James Meeker, and really the bullpen at all today did a good job at his battling through, didn't give up much, held the Shorebirds to just singles all day long, and ended up getting it. But again, another good one for Meeker to set all that up.
Yeah, I mean, Meeker's been solid ever since he got here. He just trusts his stuff. He fills the zone. You know, not afraid to get hit. He's going to fill it up and go right after hitters. And, you know, that's why he's had a lot of success at this level.
What did you think about Brian Rodriguez in his debut for you guys?
Very good. I mean, 19, 20 years old, he did the same things. When he fell in the strike zone, he was outstanding. He only had, I think, with a 75-pitch count on him. So, but heck of a job in his Mudcat debut.
Alex Benellis with a multi-hit game that's now, I think, five multi-hit games since joining you guys. And really good stroke from that left side. Like Darian Miller, it just seems like he's just got a good feel for everything with that swing. Nice and short to the ball and a good power stroke, too. But looked really good again today, did Benellis.
Yeah, he's got a little Mike Moustakas in him, if you ask me. Just watching him, I mean, just his... I mean, he's a grinder. I mean, like the approach and, of course, the left-hand swing. And then using the whole field, no matter... You know, Ty Black, big leaguer on the mound, quality at-bat against him. He's hit a lot of balls hard this week.
Well, you guys get a win today, and obviously this is a series that goes to Delmarva, but that's a good way to finish it. Now you got a big series coming up against Down East. Things are not over. Still a long way to go this season, and that's a great way to maybe get some momentum going into it. Congrats, and best of luck in the series. Thanks for joining us here in the postgame today.
100%. Congrats to you, Greg.
Thank you, sir. That is the manager of the Mudcats. That is Joe Arolt, live here in the postgame.